The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So we'll start this morning with about a 35-minute sitting period, and I'll do a little bit of guided meditation at the beginning of that. I often find it helpful at the beginning of a period of meditation to allow the body to relax. You can start by just seeing if there can be a relaxation of body. Perhaps taking a deeper breath and noticing how the deeper in-breath stretches and expands the muscles of the rib cage, and then releases and relaxes those muscles. Sometimes, too, with a deeper breath, we can almost visualize tension and tightness leaving the body as we breathe out. And then letting the breath return to normal. We'll take a little bit of time this morning to consciously relax the body in a systematic way. And so starting with the muscles of the head and the face, just allowing them to soften, relax as much as possible. And particularly the muscles around the eyes and mouth. And relaxing the jaw. Softening the muscles of the neck and shoulders. Around the collarbone and shoulder blades. Maybe even inside the shoulder socket, there can be a softening. Relaxing the arms, the hands. Releasing, relaxing, softening the muscles of the chest and upper back. Relaxing the muscles across the stomach and abdomen. Sometimes we can be holding onto them kind of subconsciously, so almost letting the belly hang forward a little bit. Relaxing the muscles of the middle and lower back. And sometimes it can be helpful to let the spine float a little bit, moving a little forward, backward, side to side, until you find a place where it's possible for the muscles to relax. Relaxing the muscles of the hips and pelvis. Maybe even inside the hip socket. Softening and relaxing the legs. including the knees, the ankles, and the feet. Having relaxed the muscles of the body, just for a moment, seeing if you can connect with the experience of whatever relaxation of body you have access to in this moment. And then sometimes it's also possible to consciously relax a little bit inside the body. So just check and see if it might be possible to soften, relax inside the throat. Relax the heart. Relax the stomach and the intestines. Relaxing all the organs inside the body. Letting the whole body be soft as is possible for you in this moment. As we relax the body, it supports a relaxation of mind. Sometimes our mental tension is held in the body. And as we release that physical manifestation, the physical side of the mental tension, sometimes the mental tension will relax a little bit too. And we can also encourage or see if it might be possible to relax the mind as well. One way into this is just play with the experience of the brain as a muscle and see if you can relax your brain. Letting go of thoughts of the past for the future, of worries, concerns about the past and the future. Even letting go of worries or concerns about what's happening now in favor of actually experiencing what's happening now. This is what we explore in mindfulness meditation. Can we be aware of what's going on here and now in the body and in the mind? And so a good place to check in and see, are you aware of what's happening now? Is to start with being aware of the body. The experience of the body sitting here. The contact points of hips against the chair or cushion or bench. The contact points with the floor, the feet or the legs. The contact points of the hands, whatever the hands are touching. And the experience of the uprightness of the spine. There's nothing in particular we need to do with these experiences at the moment. I just simply be aware. This is what it's like to be in a body right now. This is the experience of embodied embodiment. Another avenue for exploring being present, being aware in the present moment, is to allow the attention to open to the experience of hearing. The sounds, the quiet sounds in the room, sounds outside. We never know what the next sound will be. And so it's helpful to relax, settle back and relax and receive. We don't have to look for sounds. They'll naturally come to us if we're just open to the experience of hearing. And this too is exploring being present for what's happening now. Sometimes we have the idea that sounds are a distraction in our meditation. And yet they're only a distraction if we make them a distraction. Because we can simply be aware of sound. Relax and let the sounds come to you, almost as if you were listening to music. Every sound a part of the symphony. And letting go now to consciously connecting with the experience of hearing. Another avenue for exploring the experience of the present moment is to connect with the experience of breathing. Also already happening in the present moment. If we are aware of breathing in while we're breathing in, and aware of breathing out while we're breathing out. this too is connecting with our experience here and now. Just noticing and connecting with the rhythm of the sensations. You might experience sensations inside the nose or mouth or throat as you breathe in and out. Or you might experience the movement of the chest or abdomen. Or perhaps for you, a sense of the body breathing, not in a specific location. And play with resting with the experience of breathing. It can be helpful in our meditation to pick one area, such as the breath or sounds or body sensations, as a place to connect with, to remind ourselves to be in the present moment. And yet it's not necessary to hold tightly to that, to try to exclude other experience. And so while there's breathing, we can also know there's hearing happening. Hearing and the breath. It doesn't need to be a problem that sounds are happening at the same time. Or perhaps you might notice other body sensations, twinges or aches or vibrations, pulsing, coolness. Again, we don't need to try to fight to not notice those things. Just recognizing those things are happening, and the breath. Even emotions may arise, and perhaps feelings of ease or peace or happiness or anxiety or confusion or frustration. We don't have to try to stop those. Just recognizing, oh yes, frustration and the breath. Happiness and the breath. If some other experience becomes very strong, with something that really pulls the attention, then it's okay to let the entire attention to take that experience in for a little while. Just noticing hearing for a little while. Or just experiencing the pressure or the coolness for a little while. And as that experience begins to diminish, or perhaps doesn't take so much of the attention, just reconnecting with the light touch of knowing the breath moment after moment, and all the other experience that's happening along with it, hearing and the breath, vibration and the breath. Pressure, tightness, and the breath. Of course, the mind will wander off into thinking. For all of us, this will happen at some point. Thinking is one thing that tends to pull us out of the present moment. And so for now, taking in fact, you'll have gotten lost into thought, and at some point you'll recognize that. You'll notice that you are thinking or have been thinking. In that moment that you recognize that, you're already aware in the present moment again, already mindful. How is it now, in this moment? Given that the mind has been thinking, thoughts are very potent and they tend to change our landscape. And so not ignoring what you've woken up into. If the thinking has led to an emotion or tightness or tension in the body, acknowledge that. And then take some time to do what we did at the beginning. Relax as much as possible. Relax the body. Relax the mind. And reconnect to the flow of experience happening right here and right now. Moment after moment, allowing yourself to be aware of the body, the breathing, the hearing, relaxing the mind. And exploring what it's like just to be alive. Sometimes pleasant, sometimes unpleasant, and sometimes neutral.